We are on Daf Peites Peichesem of Beis. We had had a Maisa that the Gemara related that the mother of Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, after she married Rav Abba, was makne her nichsei meluk to her son Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. And then she died first. The Shaila was, did Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, was he kind of hanichsei meluk? So we hear there a difference of opinion. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba said that the nechosim belonged to Rav Shmuel. His mother had sold him the nechosim. So therefore, when she died, her husband couldn't yarshin her. Couldn't yarshin these nechosim because these nechosim were sold b'chayeh. And Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel that the mechira is not chal, and therefore the husband takes over these nechosim la'acher mises ishtar. And Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba brought a raya to his yesod. We paskin according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguf, rab ke kinyan aguf tami. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, even though the husband had the kinyan aguf, even though the husband had the kinyan peiris, the case of nichsei meluk, but we paskin kinyan peiris lav ke kinyan aguf. So it's considered she was the bailem b'chayeha. She doesn't have to acquire the nechosim. The nechosim belonged to her b'chayeha. Kinyan peiris lav ke kinyan aguf. So a possession in the karka she sold over, or she gave over matana to her son. So the matana is chal. And when she dies, her husband can't yarshin her. This was the svara of Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba. And Rabbi Yehuda said over b'shem Shmuel, zu eina doime l'mishnaseinu. That this is not similar. This case, that a woman sells nichsei meluk, even though we had, that if a ben sells his kinyan haguf, the father said, guf mehayayim upeiris lachamise. We hear a mission according to Reish Lakish that the mechira of the ben is chal, even though the ben died before the father, and he never acquired from the father the kinyan haguf. No, his kinyan haguf is sufficient because kinyan peiris lavke kinyan haguf. Shmuel said that's the case of the Mishnah, but zu eina doime l'mishnah say. And let us start again from here, the Gemara. So how is Shmuel differentiating the case of nichsei meluk to the case of the Mishnah that mocha haben b'chayeyov umeis haben b'chayeyov, that the mechira is chal? My time, Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, Pshat and Shmuel as follows. Bishloime itoni ifchem. If the Mishnah would have said a different case, what would be the case? Akoisev nechosov lo'oviv. That a son was makna his nechosim to his father. He gave his father the kinyin yaguf, and he was Mishaya the Peres. And the Mishnah would have said that the father, if he had sold the guf b'chayov, so it's nimka la'acha mises haben. So then we would have a raya to your yesod, the kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan agufta. The kinyan peiris that the ben has is not a kinyan aguf. We consider the father the bailim on the guf, and therefore mocha ha'ov. So it's nimkar la'acha shemeis habet. Then ikula mivshit minei. Then you could be poishit. The kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf dot. and you could take prove this yourself. Well, Elahashta diktonia kaisev nechasav livnaim. But now, since the Mishnah, when the Mishnah speaks about the Hakna, the Mishnah speaks about that a father was makne the goof to the son. Mishim deroy liyoshehu. So the reason that Mocha Rabben, Mechiras Chal, La'ach HaMisisah, because the Ben is Roy Liyorshe. Let us again see Rashi. Akoisev Nechosev La'oviv. If the Mishnah would have said, Akoisev Nechosev La'oviv, La'ach HaMisai, a son wrote to the father, La'ach HaMisis HaBen, the father should be kind of the Peiris, so it's Guf Mei Ayem and Peres Lach HaMisa. Umocha Ov B'chaye Yaben. And the Mishnah would have related if the father sold it B'chaye Yaben, Umeso B'chaye Yaben, V'omalon Reish Lokish, the Kona Lekeach. If that would have been the Mishnah. And Reish Lokish would tell us in this Mishnah, Kona Lekeach, even though the father died B'chaye Yaben, then you've taken a raya, mishum the kinyan perish and knuyin leben, lavke kinyan aguf domi. Then you'd have a raya. Avol hashte, but now, that the case of the Mishnah is fakert, that the Ov wrote, he was makne the guf mehayoim a perish lachamisa to the ben. If the Ben sold the Kalka to Lekeach, even though the Ben did never acquire the Kalka, Mishum the Roy Liyoshe, because the Ben is Roy Liyoshe. The Baalme Kikinyin Haguf Domi. So even though all the time, Resh, could be Resh Lakish holds Kinyan Peres Kikinyan Aguf. That's what Shmuel is telling him. But in this case, when the father gave the son Guf Mehayoim, so here he meant to give over his bailus to the Ben, even though all over Kinyan Peres Kikinyan Aguf, but here when he wrote it to his son, he meant to give over the bailus of the Karka to the son, and therefore, Afilo Meis, Ben Bechayayov, the Lekech is Koine. Avagav the Baal Mekikinyan Aguf, Tomi Kinyan Peres Ochi, Gufa Vadiakni Obla Ben Bechayav, Lemeichin Sheyil. Why? Because if you'll say that he's first koina la'acha mise, because kinyan peres kikinyan aguf, so he's first koina when he acquires the kinyan peres, the lav hochi have a yoris like. So why was it necessary to make this whole akno? If he doesn't want to give him the goof now, and he wants him to acquire the goof lachem isosai, so it wasn't necessary this whole matone. He could not write anything, and he'd acquire it automatically al tzirusha. So al kolchoch, if this matone was written, the sole purpose of this matone was to give him the goof mechayim. My nafkamina that the Ben will sell it now, even though the Ben will die. The Mekach will be chal. So that is pshat. That's what Rav Yosef said. That is pshat. What Shmuel said. Einei doime lemishne seinu. The Mishnah that tells us that the Ben could sell the guf b'chaya yoviv is because there I have a raya from the etzum ksibis hashtar that the father wanted to be makna the ben the guf. He did not want to remain a bailim. So that is why mocha ben is mocha la'acha sheyomusol. The Rashi writer, Avol Rav Shmuel Barabe, loy hoyo roy lirish es imoy, he wasn't roy to yashin his mother, al rababe baylo hoyo roy liyosho. So the pashtis, the rehitis loshen of Rashi, Rashi is coming to say as follows. Rashi says, if someone is makne, the case of the Mishnah that a father is makna ben, and the ben is roi liyoshoi. So there I have a kashim. Why was the shtar written? It could be accomplished through Yerushalom. So there I say, the purpose of the shtar was to make him a bailam b'chaye hanais. But in the case of Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, he wasn't Roy Lirish. The Baal was Roy Lirish. So Memele, so the Rit is Loshna Rashi, so Rashi is saying, so you don't have any Raya from the Shtar, that the purpose of the Shtar was to give him a Bailas on the Karke, Bechaye. That's the Rit is Loshna Rashi. The Rishash says, Rashi is a Pellet. Rashi's Hakapella, because this whole lumdus that Rashi says that if he's Roy Leoshoi, so then I say the purpose of the shtar was to give him a bailus in the Karka Mechaim, should be able to sell it. That is Davke, if the Meirish, if the Meirish gave to the Yerish, that's the case of the Mishnah. Akoisiv nechosav livnoi. The father gave it to the son. So kan shoyel aben. So why did the father have to give to the son? If we want that the son should acquire it, lach emise, so don't give it. The son will acquire it automatically, ayde yerushin. His araya is giving him a bailus mechay. But over here, who has the kinyan peiris? The Baal has the Kinyan Peiros. He didn't give anything to the son. He's the Bailam. The mother gave to the son. The mother doesn't, we're saying now that Kinyan Peiros is Take Kinyan Agu. So the mother doesn't have, so the mother's not a Bailam. She gave over to the son who's also not a Bailam. So Rashi is to say Shikteira because he doesn't Yashin the mother. And if he would Yashin the mother, there'd be a Chilik. She is not the Bailam on the Karka. The husband is the Bailam on the Karka. The husband didn't give the son anything. So he says Rashi is a Pelamoid. That's what the Rishash says on this Rashi. So Bekitza, let us get back to the Gemara. So, Rav Yosef said, Pshat and Shmuel, that all the time we say, Kinyan Peiros ke Kinyan Aguf, Resh Lakish also holds like that Kinyan Peiros ke Kinyan Aguf. And Babkin, the case of the Mishnah, I have a kasha, why did the father write the shtar? It's alright, because he wanted to give him a bailus meyasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, I don't understand your logic. Otu bro yoris abe. Only a son can yarshin a father. Abba lo yoris bro. A father can yarshin a son. You said if the Mishnah would have said fakert, the Mishnah would have said fakert. So then I have a raya that Resh Lakish holds kinyan peiros lavki kinyan guf. What would be fakert? It would be fakert that a son gave over the guf to the father. Mechayim. And if it would say that the father could sell it, even though he died, b'chaye haben, then I'd see kinyan peiros lavki kinyan aguf. So I say, let's see also the same kasha. Why did he give it to the father? The father can also yashin a son. Elo lavruchinu l'nichsei mibreikosi. You know why he's giving it to Vashir? The father could yashin. If the son wouldn't have sons, so then the father could yash. But Lamaisa, the son, has sons. So now, without this matone, he'll never get it at all. So, you can ask Akasha, what was the purpose of the matone? The matone, the Amalika purpose. He wants that the father should get the car, because he has to give him gup mayoy. I, the father, could yash. Yeah, there wouldn't be any, if the son wouldn't have sons, so then the father could yash. But the son has sons, and he doesn't want his sons to yash in his nechosim. So there he's giving it to the father. So he's giving it to the father, so there's no kasha. Why did he have to write the shtar? The kasha, why doesn't begin? Because if he won't give it to the father, his sons will get it. So that's why he wrote it to the father. Ella, so what do you say? Ella, so why did he write to the father? Ella, rabchinu l'nichsim ibrei kosi. He's giving it to the father because he doesn't want the sons to yarshin. So he says the same thing. The case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is speaking about that a case of Nechos of Livnoi. So he asked me, why did he write? Why do you have to write the why do you have to be Makne, his son? Why did he have to be Makne, his son, the Karka? He could yashin it. So they know he can't yashin it because there's other children there. There's other children. And if you leave it up to Yerusha, that there's five children, so this son will get only a fifth of the Yerusha. And he wants this son to get the whole Yerusha. So he had to give him a matone. So Memele, so in the way the Mishnah is written, you also have a raif and Reish Lakish that can you pay his lavke can you nagu. You only have the snapshot is this matone is not necessary, and the whole matone is to give him a can you nagu. The matone is definitely necessary because without the matone, he'd only yashin a fifth of the nechosim. He wants him to yashin all the nechosim. That is why he had to give this matone. The Aval Pekin Reish Lakish said that the mechire of the ben is chal acha misis of sisi klo. That Kinyan Peres is like Kinyan Aguf. So, Lachay Rabbi Yamaba Abed Amir de Karaya from the Mishnah. Alamayin Edaimel Mishnah Seino, Mishum Takonis Ushe. There's a Takonis Ushe by Nichsei Maluk. You are comparing Nichsei Maluk to all other cases. And you say, well, if I hold Kinyan Peres like Kinyan Aguf, so the Baal Aguf can sell it. The Chaye Baila, the Isha could sell it, because Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Aguf. That is true without a Takona, but there was a Takonis Ushem that she can't sell it. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Beusha Yiskinu, Isha Shemocha Benichse Meluk, Bechaye Baila Umeisa, an Isha that sold an Ichse Meluk, Bechaye Baal Omeisa, and then she died before her husband. That was the case with Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, that his mother sold it Bechaye Baila. Habal Moitzi Miyad Alakuches. By Ichse Meluk, there's a specific Takonas Chazal that the Mechira does not help. And that's what Shmuel was saying. Shmuel said, Nichsei Maluk is different than all other cases. We'll see why in Rashi. But Nichsei Maluk is different. So Memele, so you're comparing this to all cases that one person has a group of one person has the Peiris, and that Yonshim B'San right, Kinya Peiris Lapke Kinya Naguf. And the Baal Aguf is capable of selling it. But Bohushe Iskinu by Nichsei Maluk, the Baal Aguf is not capable of selling it. So Mamel, that's what Shmuel said. Loidomi la Mishnah Seinu. Let us see Rashi. Abba lo yoris bro. Bi avatoni nami ipche, ava amrit nami taime. Mishum de roi li yoshu. She also said the same shtik teire. That it was roi li yoshu. And so why did he give, why was he makne to him? But he should be a Baal Aguf. El al kocho. Bro de kosem nichsi labue, boni yisle. So al kocho, you said if it would save a kelt, I'd have enough in the right from the Mishnah that kinyin peris lavke kinyin aguf. Why? How do you have such a raya? Maybe because the shtar was not necessary. Tzarkoch, you learn, no, the son wrote to the father, the shtar is necessary. Because if it wouldn't be for the shtar, the sons of the son, I mean the grandchildren of the father, would have yarshened. Tzarkoch brought the cause nirsev, boni yisle, he has his own children. Vahai the cause of nirsev lavu, lavruchino mi Mibonikosi. The whole purpose, he wrote the shtar, because it's without the shtar, his children will yarshin. The chimay is that when he'll die, lo yoso le boni alavua. So memele, if that's the case of the Mishnah, if the Mishnah would have spoken about that a ben is kaisim nechosim lovi, chiavetoni prava omretosom, the koni lekeir shalok minov, and if it would have said ibche, and it would have said in the Mishnah that the father sold. B'chayei aben de mechiras chalum. Havi taime, mishum de kinyin perishi yesh lo leben, lav ki kinyin aguf. So it's not like a kinyin aguf. B'chizov inov, didei kazovim. That's what wouldn't say fakert. And you tiny, you Rav Yosef then will say fakert, take it. I have enough in the right kinya peski kinya nagup, so he nami. A kaisev nechos of livnoi. Vadi boni achini is lay. So the case is speaking about that the father has other children. Ulav rechino me ochiv. He wants to be mavriach his nechosim from all the other brothers, Misha Bonam Shalovu, the cause of life. So here also, this shtar was not lemoisa, it wasn't unnecessary. He had to write the shtar. If he wouldn't write the shtar, so then his nechosim would fall to his five children, and each one would get a fifth. Amidam Rinin, Kono lekeir. Va'af al piken, it says kono lekeir. Shema mino kinyin peres lavke kinyin aguf domi. And that is why the son is capable of selling the guf. So what is pshat in Shmuel? Ein edoyme le mishna seinu. Ba'ush eiskin. Va'af al gav de ba'alme lavke kinyin aguf domi. Baal benichse ishtoi almu rabonon lishibudei mishum eve ahavi kiloikeyach ishei. Now, let us just explain what Rashi is saying over here. We'll see, as the sugya progresses, we have a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. But Rashi is saying as follows, that Shmuel also holds kinya peiris lavke kinya naguftami. And therefore, without any takonis, the din by nichse meluk would have been that if the isha sold on nichse meluk, so the mechira would be chal, and when she dies, it would belong to the lekeach. So he said, but anusha they made a takona. What was the takona in usha? The takona in usha was that even though Mi'iker adin kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf almu rabona lishibude debal that his kinyan peiris gives him a bailus. Chazal gave him an alimus in his kinyan peiris. So if his kinyan peiris gives him a din bailum on the karka, so he's the bailum on the karka. So if he's the bailum on the karka, she can't sell it because he's the bailum. Here, Amur Rabbanu Lishibudet the Baal, that his Kinyan Peres gives him a din Bailam. Here we say Kinyan Peres ki Kinyan Aguf, al Tatakon de Rabbanu, not Mi'ikar Adin. Al Tatakon de Rabbanu. Vahave Kilei Keichishin, that means so he's the first owner. She sells it. After she got married, she sells it. Anshuldik, you're not the Bailam. He became the Bailam with his Kinyan Peres. That is what Rashi, that is Pshat, that's how Rashi and Pshat and Takona Sush. Now, I would just like to say over the first Rashi, which Rashi mentioned this already, but I'd just like to clarify the Loshon of Rashi. Habal Moitzi, this is the Memra of Shmuel. Habal Moitzi, Shahabal Yerish es Ishtoi, Vuhoyo Lekeach Rishen. So, when I first saw this Rashi, it sounds like double talk. First, Rashi says, Yashin's his wife. Vuhoyo Lekeach, so he gets a Nichs Maluk, Alts Yerusha. Vuhoyo Lekeach Rishen, and he was the Lekeach. So here's a Yerish, here's a Lekeach. What's happening over here? So that's the Mipshat, and Rashi is as follows. Let's go backwards. When an Isha gets married to a husband, so the Baal has a Kinyan Peres, next to Maluki has a Kinyan Peres. Now, this Kinyan Peres, we say, Amur Rabbonon Lishibuddha the Baal, this Kinyan Peres gives him a din Bailam in the Kark. He's the Bailam now of the Kark, because the Amur Rabbonon Lishibuddha the Baal, so he's the Bailam of the Kark. Fine. He's the Bailam, calls money as a Kinyan Peres. I said, that's it. The Chazal said, the Amur Rabbonon Lishibuddha, the Kinyan Peres of the Baal gives him a din Bailam. Fine. What does this Bailus accomplish? She wants to sell now the karka to someone else. Achildik, it's not your karka now. You can't sell the karka now. Baal's karka, because Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, Al Takon Azush. Fine. She can't sell it. Now, she died. Now, the minute she died, he lost his Kinyan Peres. And because the whole Takon of Nichsim Maluk is that if you're married to Anisha, so Memeli have a schus achilas peiris. But now she died. He lost his Kinyan peiris. Now he's not a bailam anymore. So how does the karka go to him? So the karka goes to Malt Yerusha because she's his wife. He yashin what she had. But the din lekeach, but she sold it before. So if the mekach would have been chal. So he can yashin her. It's sold. So the din lekeach, that calls man, since he had a din of lekeach rishon, when he, as soon as she got married, he got a bailus and the kalkals, the lumdus of kinyan peres, kinyan aguf, amur avanu lishibudu debal, that his kinyan peres gives him a din bailus. So his bailus accomplished that she can't sell it, because it's not hers, it's his. So if she can't sell it, so even though when she dies, he loses his kinyan peres, and now it's hers, becomes hers as soon as she dies, but now he can yashin it, al tirusha. Now he yashins his wife, al tirusha. So that is what Rashi is saying, that's the combination. Shabal yirish esish tebu hoyo lekechishin. The kechishin prevented that she should be capable of selling it bechayeo. So if, since she couldn't sell it, and never was sold, so still belongs to her, so now he yashins it as soon as she dies. Now let us see Taisvitz. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yehuda ki Reish Lakish Svirale. They both hold like Reish Lakish that what? The Kinyan Peres is lav ki Kinyan Aguf. The Kavosi Paskinim b'Reish Achilz. We Paskin like Reish Lakish. Hochi Omar Shmuel Zu Eine Doyme Le Mishnah Seinu Kedamasik Mishum Takones Ushe. So what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, without a takone, you'd be 100% right. Kinyan Peres lav ki Kinyan Aguf. And she would have been able to sell the Nichsei Maluk, but the takone susha made that she can't sell the Nichsei Maluk. About Kaponim, it would seem what a Shmuel hold. Kinyan Peres lav ki Kinyan Aguf. Mashmedi lav takone susha, moide Shmuel, dein abal moitim yad alakuches, the Kinyan Peres lav ki Kinyan Aguf dami. So we see Reish Lakish als Kinyan Peres lav ki Kinyan Aguf. Vim taima, paktais vis ashrek lache kashem. So Shmuel, if Shmuel personally holds like Reish Lakish, the Kinyan Peres lav ki Kinyan Aguf, veich motza yodov viraglov. So he has a tremendous problem. The svira leleo perikam Shmuel holds and aftes ha'achim shecholku lekuches hain. Ha'achim shecholku lekuches. That means Shmuel holds if you have Yaakov and two sons, Reuben and Shimon. And Yaakov died, and there were two karkoids, Karka Aleph and Karka Beitz. So Reuven took Karka Aleph, and Shimon took Karka Beitz. So if you hold Yesh Breire, so I say that Reuven took Karka Aleph, Karka Aleph was destined for Reuven. Shimon was destined to take Karka Beitz. So finished. So Karka Aleph belongs to Reuven, Karka Beitz belongs to Shimon. But Shmuel said, no, we don't say Yesh Breire, we hold Ein Breire. So that means, when Shmuel took Karka Aleph, we say, no, it could very well be, Karka Aleph belongs to Shimon. And Reuven is taking Shimon's Karka, and Shimon is taking Reuven's Karka. It could very well be. We have no way to find out that each one ended up by their own Karka. So Memela. So since there's a tzad that Reuven took Shimon's Karka, and Shimon took Reuven's Karka, so we assume that their lekuch is one from the other. So Reuven is a lekeh from Shimon, because it could very well be that Shimon Karka was really Shimon's Karka. Shimon is a lekeh from Reuven, because Karka be is Reuven's Karka. So now Shmuel holds Achim Shecholke lekuches. Now Achim Shecholke lekuches. So Mele it's Chayza b'yoyvul. Now if it's Chayza b'yoyvul, so each brother has only a kinyan peiris in the karka, because the Gemara says, "Klo, if a person purchases a karka bizman shayoyvul noyeg, so he has only a kinyan peiris because he has to return it. So the ikar karka belongs to the moicha, and he has a kinyan peiris. So it comes out, Shmuel. This we see from Shmuel and Baftes that he holds achim shacholka lekuches. This we see from Asugye, that Shmuel holds Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Agup. So now, in order to bring Bikurim, you have to say Adom Hashem Nosatoli. In order to bring Bikurim, the Karka has to belong to you. Now, if Shmuel holds Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Agup, so no one, so by Achim Shechoku, they can't be maybe Bikure, because you can't say Adom Hashem Nosatoli. So now, Shmuel is a tremendous problem. This really lope kamachim shechok lekuchase. This really holds the lavke kinyan aguptami. In kainla meshkachas the maisi bikurim could only bring bikurim elachad bachad ad Yeshua benun. So the only way it could be bikurim is only if there was one son. So if a father had more than one son, so Mamela became Lekuches, so Mamela they can't bring Bikurim. Chad b'chad ad Yeshua benun, ki dekoma b'seif ha-shileya. So Shmuel, there's a problem. How? That means it will come out, Yelain Pashas Kisovoi. That means once and then, he remembers the kindness. I remember my great-grandfather, someone brought him Bikurim. Because it was a chad b'chad, so Mamela, it's something that's a rarity. So Mamela, that's zich impossible. It's coming that the Pasha of Bikurim was once in a blue moon. This is a Kasha and Shmu. The Henkosha L'Rov. Rov has the same problem. The Pasuk of Reish Lakish B'Reish HaCholot. He passed on to Reish Lakish the Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Gufdomi. And Rov also Svil Achim Shechol Kulukuchas and Bepeg Beis the Kedushin. So we have a problem with Shmuel. We have a problem with Rove. Then Taisi says, and we're also problematic. The Kaimalon Kiresh Lokish. Laloch we pass not Resh Lokish that Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf. The Kaimalon Dein Breir. And we pass can Dein Breir. So it has to mean Lekuches. The Besoy Veye Paskin Kirabay Shaye. The Bidereisa Ein Breir. Now, the Emerson, before we go further in Tosfos Teretz, we have to really appreciate that this Kasha of Tosfos is really a Gegamvat Kasha. It's a Gemara's Kasha. But forkert, from this Gemara's Kasha, Tosfos had a Kasha. There's a Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara's Kasha in Gittin, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ha'achim shecholke lekuches hain, v'chayzrim zeh v'zeh b'yoyvul."
The Gemara asked, Rabbi Yochanan, how does anyone bring Bikurim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold Kinyan Peske, Kinyan Agum Dome. I don't have a problem. So you see from the Gemara, but the basis of Tosfos Kasha is enough in the Gemara. The Gemara asked Rabbi Yochanan, if you're the Achim, Shecholke, Lekuche, saying, Bechaisen says, how do you bring Bikurim? So he says, because I hold Kinyan Peske, Kinyan Agum Dome. So Tosfos says, I have enough in the Gemara, but if you hold Kinyan Peres Lavke, Kinyan Agum Dome, and you hold Achim, Shecholke, Lekuche, saying, you're in hot water, so you don't have an Eitzah. So that is Tosfos Kasha. That is Tosfos Kasha. A Meforish Ri, so the Ri says, the Chol Hanu, all those, the Islo Deim Breire, so now Tosfos says, Amir de Kezar, all of them that hold Deim Breire, they hold it's true, it's Lekuchais, whenever there was a divide, a Kalke of Yerusha, the Lekuchais, Lo Yoimre, but they will not say the Achim Shecholku Machzirim Zelo Ze B'Yoyvo. They're Lekuchis, but they're unique. They're not Machzir B'Yoyvo. If someone buys something, that Lekeach returns to the Meichin Yoyvo. But if someone is a Din Lekeach Mitzad Yerusha, he's a Lekeach Taka, in Breire. That does not go back to the other brother when it comes Yoyvo. Even though in Lomdis, this is also a Lekeach. But by Yoshim, a lekeach by Yoshim is not machzir b'yoyv. There's one yid that holds a lekeach by Yoshim is machzir b'yoyv, Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, b'pem molei, ha'achim shecholku lekuchis, v'choizrin zeber ze, he said, he had it on, v'choizrin zeber ze b'yoyv. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, choizrin zeber ze b'yoyv, so how can you bring Bikurim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't have any problems with this, because I hold Kinyan Peske, Kinyan Aguftok. Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Ba'achim Shecholke Marzil, the Chol Anadis for them Reire Lo Yoimu, Ba'achim Shecholke Marzil Zel, Lozeh B'yoimu. Rabbi Yochanan Luchudei, Lohochi Daik Alo, Rabbi Yochanan, that's why the Gemara is this Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. The Loimotza Yodo Veraglov, he had a problem. You don't have, how could you bring Bikurim? It's only a Kinyan Peres, if you're Marzah B'yoyvul. Avolnan, lo avolanan, we, lo yisvirulain sheitolach hazorash yoyvul bekach. We hold that even though the Lekuchais, it's not Chayzah B'yoyvul. Now, what right do we have to say such a Chiddush? Sektaisus amir de kezach. The Rabbi Yochanan gufei moide, the bimei Yeshua hoyu meviim bekurim. Bimei Yeshua, the Gemara class from Yeshua and further. But let's talk about when Yeshua came. When Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, let's now picture what happened when Yeshua came. Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua made a chalukas haoretz. So, there were two brothers that came. The Gemara says Emerson that they yashin from their father. Their chelik in Eretz Yisrael from their father was nitten liyetzim Mitzrayim. The chelik of the father was divided between the two brothers. So Memele, so when Eretz Yisrael was divided already, it was Achin Shecholku. It started with Achin Shecholku. Because they're yashining their father's chelik. No, so how did they bring Bikurim? They zichem brought Bikurim. I mean, the whole party is away a lot. She brought Bikurim. I mean, that's zichem. They brought Bikurim. The Yoshim. And we hold the Achim Shecholke Lekuche saying. So, how do we understand the Derish? So, here there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and the rest of the Amiroi. Rabbi Yochanan and Gufei Moide, the Bimei Yeshua, I'm Evim Bikurim. Afil Amrin and the Lapke, Kinyin Aguf Domi, Kedamrin, Elochad, because even the Gemara's Kasha, Chad, Bachad, Ad Yeshua Benun, but by Yeshua Benun, the Gemara understood that they should bring Bikurim. Gemara asked, after Yeshua Benun. They yashin from their parents, the yaisim mitzrayim. So that's klal. That chalukah was not chayza b'yayim. The svaro, now chayra taisvus is saying how Rabbi Yochanan understood, and how everyone else understood. Rabbi Yochanan understood, kivin shecholku al pi nobi, v'urim v'tumim, b'gzeres akosu, l'fika chivi b'kurim, v'ashta bo svaro, pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'shar ha-meloi. Rabbi Yochanan saw the meloi, al pi n'gzeres akosu v'oisa, v'shar ha-meloi sovri, demihos mifinu b'chol chaluk es yerushet, they marziren b'yoyivol afalgav to l'kuchesayim. So Taisvis says as follows, and let's just try to explain a little. Let's first understand how Rabbi Yochanan understood this, and then we'll go to the other Amiroi. That is a double muskim. When Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, there were two sodas that Reuven and Shimon Yashin from Yaakov gave one soda to Reuven, one soda to Shimon. That is clear that the sodas, they were not machzor b'yoyim. They were not machzor b'yoyim. That's posher. They weren't machzor b'yoyim. So can't you ben, why not? If you hold achin shecholku l'kuchas saying, so it should be machzor b'yoyim. So Rabbi Yochanan understood as follows. Rabbi Yochanan understood achin shecholku l'kuchas. Achin, you know why achin shecholku l'kuchas? Because I don't know. Did Reuven get Reuven's chelik? Maybe Reuven got Shimon's chelik. But Shimon got Reuven's chelik. We hold ein breire. So whatever they took does not mean that he was destined to Yashin. So Rabbi Yochanan said, so maybe Reuven took Shimon's chelik. If Reuven took Shimon's chelik, he said to return it to Shimon. Shimon took Reuven's chelik. That is mimoish Yeshua veilach. But by Yeshua, as a Ketais says, there was a chaluke, a piurim v'tumim, there was a chaluke apinovi b'gzeres akoso. What gzeres akoso means, I don't know. But al kaponim, let's see the two things I do know. There was a chaluke apinovi apirum betumim. Now, after the urim betumim, and you have a novi that says that give this chalik to Reuven, so you have a shadow of a doubt. Maybe this is Shimon's chalik. If the urim betumim, the novi said this chalik belongs to Reuven, so kochoch. This chelik Reuven Yashin from Yaakov. That's that in the Novi Nurim Betumim. And Shimon's chelik this is Shimon's chelik. So the doer of the boy Oretz, that chalukah was zicher a chalukah. It wasn't lekuchet. It was a chalukah sayoshim. That zicher. Reuven took the chelik that he was supposed to yashin from Yaakov, and Shimon took the chelik that he was supposed to yashin from Yaakov. That was the doer of Yeshua. The next doer, and Rabbi Yochanan comes in now, there's no urim v'tumim anymore, there's no Novi, how do we make a geirul? Don't make a geirul. Fine, the geirul comes out, Reuven takes, so now Chanoich takes Sada Aleph, the other one takes, and then the other one takes Sada Beis, the two children of Reuven. Rabbi Yochanan, who says Chanoich took his chelik? Maybe Chanoich took in Breira. You can't know. Bishas, you can't know what is going to be decided later. Is Mabar what the Yehusha was? So from the doer, the second doer after the boy Oretz, there Rabbi Yochanan said that we Achin Shecholku Chayim Zebe Zebe Yoyim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now Agav Urche, I saw in the Mafteach he brings down a Merdeke Kasha and Taisvitz, that he wishes very vehemently to disagree with Taisvitz. There was zicher a chaluka al pinovi al pirum betumim. This wasn't the chaluka of the shevet alone. This wasn't in the internal chaluka. The chaluka al pinovi al pirum betumim was the shvatim. The shvatim, there were 12 chalukim, which chaluk each shevet gets. That there was a goyrol, that there was a novi, that was a rim betumim. But Taisvitz says in Kedushin, fakelt, in the chalukim alone, So the Gemara is a whole pilpul in Kedushin, who took for the Ketanim. There were Boyre Chalokim. In the Shevet alone, there were Boyre Chalokim. And the Ketanim didn't have that, so they were Mabin the Nesim, Apotropsim for them. In the Shevet alone, there was no Urim Betumim, there was no Novi. But al kaponim the ulm and novin vulm betumim mitaynis it wasn't and in the chaluk and the shevet alone. Anyway, about kaponim, that's a hora on Taisvis, but Taisvis is telling us that the chaluk of the boy oretz Rabbi Yochanan also like chayzlin zebe zebe yevu, and Rabbi Yochanan says P.S. Why? Because was a pinovin vulm betumim. All other Amayroim, they say, when the chalukah of the boyot was not chayse b'yoyvo. Why? Is Araya chalukah Yoshim is not chayse b'yoyvo. They learned a different shot in chalukah Yeshua. Not because this was the reason. They derived from chalukah Yeshua, chalukah Yoshim is not chayse b'yoyvo. Some of Melos, every chalukah, not because of that. Because Lucas Yerushim does not, it's not Chayza B'yevo. V'sha'am Eroi Savi Nemosim V'ina B'chol Chalukas Yerushim. They Merzirim B'yevo Afo Gav V'lekuchasay. That is Pshat in Taisvus. Now, let us see the next Taisvus. The Gemara said that even though Kinyan Peres Lav Kikinyan Aguf, so theoretically, the wife could have sold her nichsei meluk and could have made that when she dies, her husband shouldn't yarshin her. But Chazal made a takona, she can't sell the nichsei aguf. Rashi says the reason was mishum eva, because Chazal realized that if she'll pull the rug from underneath her husband's feet, that means that when she gave her resume, when they came for the shidduch, she gave all her milas, and she told them the real estate she possesses also, which was one of her milas, and then they happily got married, and then the next day she goes and sells the nichsei meluk. So we'll shtel the shalom bayis, and the milas. So therefore, Chazal made a takone that she can't sell. They took away her capabilities of selling the nifse meluk. Baruch Hashem, Shalom al Yisrael. That was takon esush. Fine. Ve'im taima, now let us see Taisvus. Uk Taisvus, l'Rabbi Yochanan, l'amo utzich l'sak. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguf. Some say she can't sell the nifse meluk. So why in Usha did they have to make a takon that she can't sell? A pichesmen she can't sell. Vim taim ala Rabbi Yochanan lomut for sakin kivin de kikinyin aguftam. Yesh loimal de itzrach de heiche de kosa vladin et vorem eili benichsayich beperiseyen atzoif ha'oilam de ein zoichel ha'peres kedoma ba'akais. So Taisvus says, you know when you need the takone? You need the takone, and in such a case, when the Baal, before the Nisuin, he said that she's telling him, oh, her Milo, she has all these kakois and beating all this payas. I don't need it, I don't want it. And he was Masalik himself. From all this chusei payas that her husband gets, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. So Mamela, so he doesn't get it. If he doesn't want it, the Silik helps, he doesn't get it probably. So we have a person who doesn't have any Peiris, Chusei Peiris, and the Nitzei Maluk. Now, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, now she's gonna go and pull the rug underneath his feet, even want the Peiris. I got news for you. Not only won't you have the Peiris, as soon as I'm gonna sell the karka, so when she dies, he won't have the karka either. So she's gonna go and sell the karka. And here Rabbi Yochanan is helpless. Like this, Rabbi Yochanan is going, oh, can you pass, can you move? Can't sell, because I'm the bailiff, you can't sell. But now, in this case, he put his foot in his mouth. He was Masalik himself from all Peiris. And now she's gonna go and sell all the Nitzei Maluk. And he's helpless. And the Shalom Bayis in this house was Le'aleinu. So Chazal put their foot down. And they said, no, she can't sell. But Zog Tek Tzois and Davne Meluim. So we see Amir de Kezach from Taisvus. Rashi explained the mechanics of Takonis Ushe, the canis of the connoisseur was that even though Meikar Adin Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Aguf Halimu Almur Abona Lishibudei the Baal, that his Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan Aguf. They injected in his Kinyan Peres, he made it a Kinyan Aguf, so now he has a Kinyan Aguf, so that's how his Kinyan Peres becomes a Kinyan Aguf, that's why she can't sell. But from Taisus we see not like Rashi's of the Tais. From Taisus we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole Takana Susha was only needed when he doesn't have a Kinyan Peres. So how does it work? So what was the Takana? What's the mechanics of the Takana? So he says, according to Taisus, we have to say that Takana was they made him Bailam on the Karka without Peres. You're the Bailam. You're the Bailam. She's not the Bailam. You're the Bailam. She is the Peres. She is, but you're the Bailam. That was Takana Susha. That's what we see according to Taisus. Because else, or else it, so you see there's a Machlokes Rashi in Taisus, Al Kaponim. Taisus says in Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Zicha learned this Psha. Just for 3 minutes, I'd like to say pshat and taisus. In Yenis Elam, there's a shir from Rab Reuven. Rab Reuven explains this taisus as follows. If a person says, this is shitas ha-taisus, al kaponim. If a person says, din udvorim ainli, I don't want to have dinner dvorim and you nechosim your peiros. Me, this means as follows. This means that peiros grow. I have a right to eat the peiros. It's my peiros. No, it's not my peiros. I'm not allowed to eat it. But Taisus holds, but you know what the din is? You're not allowed to eat it. Now what's pshat? Pshat is, these peiros have to be invested and buy a karka with these peiros, and from the peiros, that means the peiros which will come out from this investment belongs to the Baal. Now, Taisus holds, why does it belong to the Baal? Because the kinyan that he has in the first karka, even though it was mesalik himself from the peiros, he wasn't mesalik himself from the peiros. So that means that I have in this you don't have anything in this karka. You can eat the peiros. I also won't eat the peiros. But the peiros has to be by a karka with the peiros. Now the peiros from these peiros. So who is the bailam on this karka? He's the bailam on this karka. If you only said peiros, because she doesn't have anything, he has the achilas peiros from this karka, from the first karka through the peiros. So therefore, Taisus says, "So why do we have a kash? You don't need takana susha." So speaking about, he said, "Din edvom ainli bepeiros, same bepeiros, hasefer everything." So then you need takana susha, and that's how takana susha works.